Paul, also known as Saul, a man from Tarsus. Tarsus was a city in the Roman province of Cilicia. It was known as an educational center. And Paul was a Jew. He was trained at the feet of Gamaliel, one of the great rabbis of the time. But he's a man who understood Gentile culture as well. It's no surprise that he became the apostle to the Gentiles, and he was able to communicate well within that environment. In fact, not only does he know Scripture well, he constantly quotes Scripture in his sermons that we find in Acts and also in his epistles, but he also knew Gentile culture as well. He quotes authors like Menander, he quotes Aratus, he quotes Epimenides. This is a man who understood the Gentile world well. Now, as a Jew and a rabbinic student, he obviously knew Hebrew. He would have known Aramaic, which was the language of the street in Jerusalem at that time. He wrote his books, his epistles, in Greek, the common Greek of the day. But as a Roman citizen, he probably would have known Latin as well. In fact, I think one of the surprises is that we don't have any New Testament books that were written in Latin. Why didn't he write the book of Romans in Latin? Because Latin was the language in the city of Rome, the principal language of the Latins or of the Romans. Paul was multilingual. He understood Gentile culture. He obviously knew some Gentile authors, and he was known as the apostle to the Gentiles. The word apostle is an interesting one because it comes from the Jewish idea of a shaliach, an authoritative messenger. In fact, there is a rabbinic statement that went like this: a man's shaliach is as the man himself. And a shaliach was an authoritative messenger. The shaliach, or translated into Greek, the apostle's word was as the word of the one that sent him. Now, that's a very, very important point because a lot of us will use a red letter edition of the Bible that has the words of Jesus in red and the rest of them in with a black print, black colored print. But I wonder if maybe we should think again about using red letter editions, because Paul, as an apostle, is speaking the words of Christ. His words are authoritative, and that's what it means to be an apostle. He's an authoritative messenger, and he brings the message of the gospel out to the Gentiles. Now, it's a miracle that this man became a follower of Christ, because not only had he been a very devout and strict Jew, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, we read in Philippians chapter 3, but he was zealous.